the record, and this is the appeal for 51 Princess Anne Drive. What we'll do is go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is of your property and why. And then the board may have some questions for you, or you may have some questions for us. And then the board will go into recess this meeting, go into deliberative session, make a decision on your property, whether it stays the same, goes up or goes down. And then the town will send you a result of grievance notice by certified mail. We're sending them out within a week or so of the meetings. But by statute, we have to send them out within 14 days of the end of all the meetings. So once we hear all the meetings and the board actually closes the appeal hearings, we have 14 days to send them out. So you will receive something from us within that time period, but we're trying to get them out as soon as we can, which is about a week. Okay?
Yep.
So let's go around the room and introduce yourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
I should probably.
Robert Vickery.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Barrows.
I'm Mark Chuckett.
And you have the floor, Mark.
I am not familiar with the total process. And I'm just concerned about the where the, you know, the it went from 209 to 464 $1,000 in value, and yet during this process, I never saw anyone evaluate my home. And I'm just concerned. I recently, or my wife and I are recently retired, and we don't have the income that we had before, so we're just concerned. And I guess that's it.
Okay. So the town did send out two different letters to you requesting inspection of the property. And then looks like we did have three data collectors go to the house, one in April of 2025, and then in May of 2025 for a permit, and then again in February of 2026, knocked on the door to see if anyone was home. So we did send out two letters, and then we did go to the properties multiple times, which is...
My wife standard. Was working at the time, probably.
Yeah.
And I'm taking care of three grandchildren, so...
Yeah. And it's understandable. Yeah. We got into a little over 30% of the properties in town, which is on par with the average of what's happening in Vermont. Mm-hmm. You know, the last reappraisal, we got into like 63%, which was really good. But this time we didn't hit that, and we're more on the average of interior inspections for the statewide averages. So we do understand that people are busy, and so that's why we have this process.
Yeah.
So
I understand. Yeah. But the thing is that the value, I don't see where they can, just by looking at the house, how they can evaluate. Like, we have an unfinished basement.
Mm-hmm.
We have that correct.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have any space in your attic that is finished? On the second floor?
The second floor is finished.
Okay.
There's two bedrooms.
Okay.
Yes, two bedroom, or three bedroom, one bath.
You have three bedrooms?
Yes.
Is your septic approved for three?
It was just done probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, 2019. Is it a permit for the 2019?
Yep.
Sound right? Yep.
I see that. Okay.
And we have 2 bedrooms. Okay. So we can go over the information really quickly. We have the house has 1,278 square feet. That would be first floor and second floor. And then the unfinished basement of 864 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the garage at 368 square feet. Is that about right? Okay. And we have aluminum siding.
It's a vinyl siding.
Vinyl siding. And asphalt shingle roof.
Yeah, 2009.
Yep. The floor cover.
Which is about dead and needs to be redone again.
Okay. The floor cover is carpet?
No.
Okay.
It's vinyl.
Linoleum or laminate?
Yeah.
Laminate?
Yeah.
Okay. Natural gas heat?
Yes.
Forced hot air?
Yes.
And we have that you have a heat pump?
Yes.
Like mini split? And one bathroom.
Bathroom.
And we have 2 bedrooms. You said it's 3?
Yeah, I don't. So it's always been 3. I don't know why.
Sometimes it's the wastewater. We'll check the wastewater permit. We go with what the wastewater permit is for the bedroom counts for most cases. So we'll check that. Okay.
Now you have on here, this has never been done.
The breezeway?
It's actually supposed to be, it was originally intended to be a mudroom.
Is that that area in the garage?
In the garage, yes.
So that's still garage?
Yes. Every time we went to do something, something's come up where we couldn't afford to do it. But I still want to do that, but there's higher priorities.
So the base is 864 and not 976.
Any other things on the card that you see that need to be changed?
No, not at the moment.
Did you write all over your card?
I did.
No, did you? Maybe we'll give him a card. Because I wrote all of them.
Oh, it's fine. You may keep that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you see anything that's off, let me know.
Yeah.
And get that corrected.
Yeah, everything else is.
Entry change was a nice change.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's in my walking path once in a while.
Yeah, we've gotten quite a few compliments on that.
Yeah. I don't have any more questions, Bob.
Anything else you want to add?
No, as far as I can see on here, everything is
Okay. All right, so we are going to go into recess. We're going to recess this meeting.